Tip number 11. If you answer the phone and a prospect is on the other end and you didn't expect it, don't let the surprise of it throw you. You can say something like, "Hold on just a second while I get back to my desk, get everything situated, and return to the call." If they're returning your call and you have their resume, you can say, "Hold on a second while I get your resume in front of me." To stammer around is unprofessional. Tip number 12. Are you inviting for business or product? One of the first decisions you need to make is whether you're calling to promote the product or the business. My opinion, which is backed by statistics, is you can do either, just not both at the same time. When you invite someone to look at your product, and then around the same time, and that's the key part of it, tell them that they can make money with it, I've not seen this work well. I'll tell you when I do bring it up. After they've been a happy customer for a month or more, at the point where they place a second order, I ask them if they know anyone who would like to receive the same benefits as they have received. After they've given me a referral, and that referral wants to buy the product, before I place that order, I will then call my customer and bring up the discussion that I can either take them to dinner and thank them or give them a commission. Which do they prefer? This works the best. If you're inviting for your product, find out from your upline a proven way to introduce the product to prospects. If you don't find a proven way, create it. My opening statement during the qualifying step for product sales is I always ask a question such as, "John, do you take vitamin supplements?" If he says no, I ask, "What's the number one reason you don't?" If he says yes, I ask, "What's the number one reason you take them?" This gets me into the conversation. Let's suppose John says, "Yeah, I take them to fill the holes in my diet." So my next comment might be, "Good reason for taking them." I then want to find out how this prospect decides what supplements to take. With these few questions, I'm able to determine if John is a prospect, and I've not exposed my product, or that I'm representing a product. If you invite your prospect to look at your business, you obviously have to tell him or her what the product is, but do not get heavily into product discussions. I've seen many times that the discussion heads into heavy ingredient questions. I've found that it's best to keep the product discussion general when you talk to someone about the business. Let me give you an example of what I mean by general. I will talk about the trends in skincare or the trends in supplementation, not specifics. Something like, "Consumers spent X number of dollars last year buying supplements." A lot of times people want to try to impress their prospects by using big words to show they're smart. But all you do is confuse the heck out of him and then have him think he has to become a biochemist to succeed. Tip number 13. Know what you're inviting someone to do. When it comes to inviting for network marketing, what do you specifically invite your prospect to do? Now I'm going to give you my recommendation, but you should always ask your upline what system he or she is using. By system, I mean what sequence of steps you put a prospect through to get them to be interested in your business or product. It might be to listen to a recorded message, followed by a video, followed by an invitation to come to a business meeting. Or it might be to ask them to review some information on the internet, followed by a phone call. Whatever it is that you do, it's important that the sequence flow smoothly, logically, and that it work. It's not that you should be rigid and fixed when you call your prospect, but since you're calling them, you need to be the one with direction. If when you look upline to find which system works the best, and several uplines are using different systems, you're going to have to do some research and find the one that works the best. Not by what people say, but by actual statistics. If you've not figured it out by now, you need to learn to cut through the air statements, like, "I sponsored a ton of people using this system." And also look out for the upline who is making a lot of money, but the reason they're making a lot of money is because of someone in his or her organization's efforts. There is a very famous person in network marketing. When he gives his system, it's not what made his money. There are two people in his downline that represent 95% of his income who are not using his system. Now, to his credit, his system did find those two people, but those two people got the 200,000 other people. The system that I've found to be most successful is to first send something that explains network marketing by itself. The reason 90% of your prospects say no has to do with the industry of network marketing, not your company or the products. If you don't handle the network marketing issue right away, you will be handling it for the life of the distributor if they become a distributor. The other way I've seen this go is that you sponsor them, but they're really not in. I was in Australia a while back, and after a presentation, an elderly lady came up to me and said, "I've been in this industry for over 28 years, and I've never really done it aggressively because I viewed the industry as slightly unethical. But the way you just described the industry, I can now see how ethical it really is. Thank you. You've changed everything." Now, as happy as I was and am that I was able to help her, it saddens me that someone wasted 28 years because they misunderstood this industry. I tell you this so that you realize that sometimes people get in, but that does not mean they fully understand it. They may always have a foot hanging back. They just can't quite drop the other foot into the business. This, of course, really messes up one's intention. It's hard to have the intention of making someone's life better if you feel you're doing something unethical.